Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Strictly brings us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pamela Yellen is here. She's a new friend, but not for long. Founder of Bank on Yourself, author of Rescue Your Retirement. Go to sendthefreebook.com, and she'll give you a is that right? Did I say that right, Pamela?
You did.
She'll send you a free book, Rescue Your Retirement. You were telling us at the break about your plan B. Folks, what Pamela is telling you is, and of course, this is stuff we really kind of know intuitively we should be doing, but we most of us don't do it. So knowing that we should is one thing. Having a track to run on is another thing. What do you think?
Okay, so after I investigated 450, I, at the time, was coaching financial advisors, and they were always bringing their ideas to me, and they would say, Pamela, have you ever heard of this? Would you look at this? So I looked at them all. And finally, one of them said to me, Pamela, have you ever heard of this? And I'm like, no, never heard of it. So I started researching, and what this turned out to be, which has become the cornerstone of our financial plan, is why we have access to capital anytime we need it, no questions asked. It's why our retirement plan and savings continues to grow every single year, even when the market crashes, is what I call Bank on Yourself. And what Bank on Yourself is it's a twist on, it's a supercharged variation of a financial asset that has grown in value every single year for more than 160 years, and that is high cash value, dividend-paying whole life insurance. That's Write this down for your listeners. High cash value, dividend-paying whole life insurance. And that's very different from the kind of whole life insurance that financial advisors love to hate,
right?
Because it makes there are riders or options added to the policy when they set it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
That make your cash value, which is the money that you can access for, you know, getting through tough times,
right,
and for your retirement, tax-free, by the way. You can take a retirement income tax-free, which is pretty important these days.
Right.
And it also significantly cuts back on the amount of commission paid to the insurance agent or advisor. And that's what everybody complains about. Oh, the cash value grows too slow. The advisor makes too much money. Well, this type of plan is structured so that you, the policy owner, are the one that benefits, not the agent.
The best time to get into one of these is when you don't need it and when you're younger than you, when you're as young as you can be. Because,
of course, well, you don't actually, believe it or not, Jim, the sweet spot for efficient growth of these policies is actually between the ages of 45 and 55. That was a surprise.
No, I know, but I mean, I say as young as you can be, but what I'm saying is, if you're trying to start when it's 70, that's or 65 or whatever, you know, it's going to cost you more. But get it started early on, and it's sort of, I hate to use the term, I've never said this before, but set it and forget it. Just make the premiums, and you'll have insurance. Mm-hmm. You can leverage it lots of different ways.
Value.
And cash value and the benefits from the proceeds when you die come to your family tax free. You're exactly right. Now this is, but of course it really isn't your plan B. It's part of your plan B, right? I mean, that you should have
it's part of your,
what's another element of your plan
part.
B?
I love fixed income annuities as well. But I'd like to give a couple other things related to the high cash value,
right,
life insurance I'm talking about. This is very intriguing, and this is something most people don't know about. There's a handful of insurance companies that have these policies that, like, when I took that $500,000 to invest in my business during the depths of the financial crisis,
mm-hmm,
my policies were the kind of policies where they continue growing as though I had never touched a dime of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty amazing.
Right.
And the way that happens is called non-direct recognition. And all that means, that's just a fancy way of saying that when you take a policy loan, the company does not care that when they issue dividends every year, which mm-hmm. these companies, you know, what I would recommend have for 100 plus years, when you take a loan, they don't credit you a different dividend. They credit mm-hmm. you the exact same dividend mm-hmm. as though you had never touched it. And so it becomes this thing where you can use it to get you through tough times. You can borrow against the cash.
But when I say set it and forget it, Pamela, what I mean by that is don't watch it like you watch the stock market.
Right. Well, you don't have to. Well, it's kind of fun to watch it.
When I think about my plans,
crashing.
I've had those policies. I have those policies, too, and I have had for a long time. But when I think about them, I don't think so much about them as the cash value. I think about is the first thing I think about is my family's protected. That's the other thing,
yeah. Jim, that your family is protected. And right now, the other thing about this black swan event, if you want to call it that, is that it's made us all very aware of our mortality.
That's right.
And so here is something that actually could protect your family in addition mm-hmm. to the cash value, in addition to the fact that you have a retirement income you can take tax-free. And you know what direction tax rates are going.
Pamela, I got to wrap it up. Will you give us your website again, please?
Okay, bankonyourself.com, or get the free book at sendthefreebook.com.
All right, Pamela Yellen, ladies and gentlemen. Pam, good job today. Come back soon.
I would love to stay safe, sane, and healthy.
You too. Pamela Yellen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.